Will they spend their careers teaching our children the things they need to know? Well, to make it in the world, from the basics in kindergarten all the way to high school and beyond, teachers are right there every step of the way to celebrate, laugh, and even sometimes cry. But classroom burnout, it's real. And in her new book, Sweet Jesus, Is It June Yet? 10 Ways the Gospel Can Help You Combat Teacher Burnout and Rediscover Your Passion for Teaching, Amy Catapan shares stories from the teachers, well, living in the trenches. Amy is joining me this morning to share a little bit more. Good morning, Amy. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Amy, I want to ask you first, because I find it fascinating. I've loved our teachers, even when we never sometimes didn't see eye to eye. Their passion for loving and teaching our children is incredible. What inspired you to become a teacher?
I was inspired by some of my own teachers, really. I was fortunate to have some great ones. You know, I can't say all of them were top tier, but I had some who were really passionate, from some wonderful nuns I had attending Catholic school here in the Chicago area, some beautiful lay teachers, and into my high school years, I went to a Catholic high school in the suburbs of Chicago, and I had some wonderful religious priests and brothers and lay teachers there as well. And you had mentioned passion. I think that was one of the things that drew me to it. I saw educators who were really passionate about kids. I saw educators who were really passionate about their content areas. And I've always been a big reader and writer. I've always loved reading books and writing my own stories. So the idea of becoming an English teacher was just really appealing to me because it gave me a chance to combine my love of reading and writing with my love of working with children.
Oh, I love that so much. Those stories that parents hear about how their teachers want to become teachers and teach our kids, well, that's what we need to have confidence to know that you are, well, really helping and being right there with our children. Amy, we've seen the commercials, happy parents filling shopping carts because after a long summer, they want their kids back in the classroom. And with COVID restrictions, wow, teachers have so much more to deal with. Do you think it is harder now than ever for teachers to be in the classroom?
Yes. In fact, I have some friends who are teachers, and on the first and third Saturdays of the month, there's a little Twitter chat that goes on with the hashtag #CatholicEdChat. And it's a wonderful little group of Catholic teachers, whether they're in Catholic schools or public schools, but Catholic teachers around the country who get together on Saturday mornings and chat about it. And we were chatting about teacher burnout on the first Saturday of August, and they were all saying, yes, this is just an extra layer of burnout for us. Like, we had teacher burnout before there was a pandemic. The pandemic just added extra layers onto it. So definitely it's added new layers of stress. But I think also that it's given us opportunities to grow as educators. And if we can take that mindset, which is a mindset we try to teach the kids to, right? We talk about having a growth mindset with our students. We want them not to feel like, oh, I'm not smart, I can't learn anything, but rather, I am learning, I can grow, I can become smarter. And we have to take that mindset as educators as well. And over the past year and a half, I think we've grown a lot as educators. We've had to learn so many new technology tools that I think are just going to expand our possibilities, even as hopefully everyone's getting back into the classroom this year, we can still take with us some of those new tech tools that we learned when we were forced to either do online teaching or some kind of hybrid teaching.
Oh, it's a great title, Sweet Jesus, Is It June Yet? Amy Catapan is the author, and it's out by Ave Maria Press. Amy is joining me today as we talk about this great new book. Well, let me ask you this then, Amy. What poses the biggest challenge for teachers in the classroom? Is it COVID restrictions? Is it curriculum requirements? Is it kids and maybe their behaviors? Or can it be, yes, the parents?
You know what I think it really is that we want to do so much for our students that we can place unrealistic expectations on ourselves. And other people are placing unrealistic expectations on us as well. And one of the challenges with teaching is we often don't get to see the fruit of our labor right away. I talk about teaching in the book as kind of being like that mustard seed, right? It's a tiny little seed that you plant, and it's going to grow into this beautiful tree. But often we're lucky if we get to see the sapling that comes out of the seed before the kids move on to the next teacher, right? In the next school year. We don't always get to see the beautiful, you know, mustard tree that blooms after we plant our seeds. And I think it's this lack of being able to see the fruit of our labor that is sometimes the most frustrating. We want to do so much for our students, but there are forces that make that very challenging. And some of them are the things that you mentioned. You know, we can't control what our students' home environment is like. I can't control if my students have a nice, quiet place to get their homework done at night. I can't control whether or not they're eating three healthy meals a day. I can't control some of the decisions made by administrators higher up than I am. I can't control a pandemic going on, right?
Yeah.
I can't control what restrictions there are going to be in the school. There are so many things outside of my control. And I think that adds to the frustration and the burnout, because as much as, you know, we can be in our classrooms and we do have a lot of control over our lessons and what we're doing from day to day, there's so much that impacts that from the outside that we can get easily frustrated, I think. And my advice to teachers often is to remember the Serenity Prayer, which is good for us in so many situations, not just teachers, but just to remember to have that serenity that there are things we cannot change, that we have to let go and let God take care of them. The courage to speak up when we can change something for the better for our students, and then the wisdom to know the difference between those two. And I think that's something that the pandemic has been teaching me a lot, that I have to learn when there are things I can't control. I can't control a pandemic, so I got to let that go and just teach the best I can with the students who are in front of me.
Oh, such a beautiful prayer, and it works in so many instances. And boy, as we come into the new school year, I ask all of our listeners to keep your children's teachers in your prayers. Now, Amy, you believe that when teachers are faced with those challenges, on top of that serenity prayer, they should also look to the greatest teacher of all time. That's Christ. What can they learn?
Right. Oh, so much. So the book is divided into 10 chapters. And each of them is a little nugget that we can learn from Jesus. So, for example, there's a chapter about how Jesus set the stage for learning. And we, in that chapter, talk about how Jesus really got to know his disciples. And what we can learn from that is we need to build relationships with our students, just like Jesus built relationships with his disciples. For example, we know when he called Simon Peter that he met Simon where he was, right? He was a fisherman, so he met him at the shore, right? And then he spoke to him in a way that Simon would understand. He said, I'm going to make you now a fisher of men. And Simon would get that metaphor, right? He would go, oh, okay, so I was collecting fish. Now I'm going to collect people. Okay. And we as teachers need to know our students well enough that we know a way to speak to them that's going to be culturally relevant, we would say in the teaching world, that would be culturally relevant to them, that they understand. So I think just that importance of building relationships is one thing we can learn from Jesus.
Oh, sounds good to me. The name of the book is Sweet Jesus. Is it June yet? 10 ways the gospel can help you combat teacher burnout and rediscover your passion for teaching. Well, maybe as parents are walking down the aisle, you're collecting all of those things on that list. You might want to pick up a copy for your child's teacher. Amy, tell our listeners where they can find a copy.
Sure. They can find it on Amazon and at AveMariaPress.com. And it makes a great Christmas gift for the teachers. Let me tell you, they have enough teacher mugs. So if you're looking for something for this year, maybe get your Christmas shopping for your kids' teachers done early.
Oh, well, even though I'm sure teachers have a whole lot to read, I think this would definitely be a book they would love to pick up. I appreciate your time so much today, Amy. Have a great school year.
Thank you, Brenda.
And again, that is Amy Catapan, the name of the book, Sweet Jesus, Is It June Yet? It's out by Ave Maria Press. I'm sure you can also find one at any one of our great local Catholic bookstores. I'll be sure to add a link to Ave Maria Press online, and you can find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.